Hey everybody, how's it going? This is Christopher. You're listening to Finding Japan, episode 63. Explain what's going on first. It's Saturday morning at about 11:30 in the morning. I just said that, Saturday morning. Sorry, I'm a little bit distracted here. And I'm walking down to Ginza, but we're going to take the train for part of the way. And I figured I'd do one of those let's talk and walk at the same time podcasts. So if I get out of breath, if I don't respond quickly enough to my own thoughts, again, I'm sorry about that, but hey, I want to make sure you guys get the goods. So, it is episode 63. Hopefully we don't get too much wind noise here. If we do, too bad. Sorry, you're just going to have to go through it. But yeah, it's episode 63, and it is June 28th. So, it's about 2 weeks left here in Japan. It's very, very hard to believe. I'm going to talk a little bit about what's been going on, and actually we're going to do letters to my future self a little later when it's a little quieter. But let's see here. Yeah, I'm off to pay rent. This is my last rent payment for my time here in Japan. This is the very last one. We actually have to go ahead and do that now. Now, I don't know if I ever talked about this before, but when you pay rent in Japan, you actually don't use something like a check. I've probably mentioned this before, but for those of you who are new listeners to this podcast, who will only get a few more episodes, actually. So sorry about that in advance, but go listen to some of the other episodes. I think you'll find them quite interesting. I had to listen to an older one myself earlier today, and I found it quite interesting. So anyway, for those of you who I've mentioned this to before already, I apologize, but I think it's worth saying here. There's no checks in Japan. I realized this morning when talking to my father and telling him that I had to go actually pay my rent and go to the bank and do a bank transfer. And he kind of said, well, that's awfully weird. And I said, oh, well, they don't have checks. And he wondered if it was a legal thing. And I don't think it's anything legal. I think that's just how the banking system evolved here in Japan. So yeah, off to pay the rent, and we also have to add an extra, what is it, samanging to this rent payment, which is about, it's samanging is 30,000 yen, which is roughly a little less than $300, and that's for a cleaning fee that we have to have put on our account. So what it's looking like now is I will leave Japan on July 16th. That'll be my last day here in Japan, and there's quite a few adventures planned coming up, so that'll be good, and there'll be plenty of material, and I will have to put together some sort of final episode of some sort. I'm not quite sure what I want to do yet. But one thing I did want to do is I wanted to solicit feedback from the users in terms of what you thought your favorite part of Finding Japan has been up to this point, because what I'd like to do... Oh, crap. There's one of those motorcycles that I just saw that has two wheels in the front and one wheel in the back. That's incredible. I haven't seen one of those on the road yet. So, anyway, sorry. maybe that's your favorite part of Finding Japan. I don't know. Maybe it's me walking down the street talking into a microphone and you visualizing that and laughing your ass off. So, anyway. Yeah, no, that's what I'd like to do. I'd like to solicit some feedback from you, the listeners of this podcast. And to be truthful, you know, I set up a bunch of stuff before. Let me see. I just have to check the settings on this MP3 player for a moment. Hold on. Okay, hopefully. I have the auto gain on, so hopefully it doesn't do anything too wrong. But Yeah, I know I had mentioned this before, but one of the things that I just totally lost my train of thought. Just totally lost it. Anyway, I'm going to listen back to this and say, haha, that was so funny. Oh, I remember now. One of the things I'd said before is I'd set up sort of like the Google Analytics and the feed burner stuff so I could kind of see how many people are listening. And for a while, I was really into knowing how many people were listening or how many downloads I had and this and that. And truth be told, I haven't checked it in so long. So I have no real idea in terms of how many people are actually listening to this podcast at the moment. I'm going to have to take a picture of this, too, coming up. They've been doing some construction on the side of the Sumida River, showing, rebuilding these piers here to make them walkable. And I've gotten so used to seeing excavators on water, it's kind of hard to describe. They put the excavators on barges. And right now, this excavator is pulling out rocks from another barge that has a lot of rocks in it, but the barge is... it's tilted because of the way the rocks are also weighted within the barge, so it's kind of an interesting sight here to see this barge tipping over in this excavator in the water, and they're dumping these rocks in the water. So that's pretty cool. Maybe I'll take a quick video of this here. Hold on one moment. So I know that was probably totally exciting for you. But it's actually kind of cool to see how many... I was saying this in the last podcast. I now know how buildings are built, steel frame buildings. And then now I also know how piers are built. It's quite an interesting process, the way they put these steel girders up to kind of hold the water back. But then they fill in between the girders with this type of concrete that I think actually works well with the water that's in there. And as a result, the water sort of settles, and the concrete hardens, and then, yeah, that's it. Okay. Walk by the police station. Don't look suspicious. Okay. It kind of looks suspicious with a wire hanging out of my ear, holding my cell phone up to my face and holding something up to my mouth and talking. Anyway, so yeah, what I'd like to do is I'd like to get some feedback from listeners in terms of what have you enjoyed with Finding Japan, what are the memorable moments, and if you could send me an MP3, christopher@findingjapan.com, or leave a link to it somewhere for me, that'd be awesome. And what I'll do is I'll include that in the sort of the last episode or the retrospect, however I decide to do it. But I would like your feedback because, again, this has been as much of a listener adventure, I think, than it has been, you know, my adventure. So, and I appreciate all the listener comments, and I've learned so much from the listeners as well. And what else? Oh, I'd also like to thank, I believe it was Robert, Aaron, and Wojtek for leaving comments on the last post, episode 62. I'm all very kind, and I'm glad to see that, especially, I know Aaron personally, so I know he listens to the podcast, and I'm glad he's interested in, you know, whatever decides to happen after Finding Japan. But I'm also glad to hear that we have a listener over there in Ireland, and would definitely like to meet up with him or her, not quite clear, based on the post. But that would be excellent, and I've always wanted to go to Ireland, and that is something we will plan on doing very soon. So keep an eye out for that. And then finally, I believe it was Rob. I'm glad you enjoyed listening to the podcast as well, and hopefully I can make the last episode worth everybody's time here and all the listeners. So there's a man walking by blow-drying his dog in the street. That's what that sound was. Not the wind sound, the high-pitched motor sound. So, that's sort of it for introductions and formalities. I talked a little bit about the check thing. I'm actually going to turn the recorder off at the moment to sort of head into McDonald's. Yeah, I know it's bad, shouldn't eat McDonald's, but hey, it's only 2 weeks left. And I'm hungry and I'm kind of on the go, so we're going to have to just go with it. And then I'm going to hop on the Asakusa line and head down to Ginza and then do a walk over to where Citibank is instead of a transfer, and that's where we will pick it up again soon. So I will talk to you all very, very soon. Walking out of Akiba, actually decided to go to Akiba to, or Akihabara, to go get something for my sister before I leave Japan here, and I walked by that area that recently underwent the stabbings, where a crazed or deranged man rammed his vehicle into a bunch of people and got out and started just randomly stabbing people, and I think he ended up killing quite a few people. That intersection is not an intersection I go to all that often because it's on the other side of the train tracks from where Yodobashi Camera is, but it's more where a lot of the traditional back alley electronic shops are, so that's where I had to go get my wares. But, no, and then I stopped briefly to play some video games, play my favorite game, Initial D. And I played it the other night, but my card didn't work, and I thought maybe perhaps my card was broken, but I guess it was just the machine, because this machine actually worked, and it didn't upgrade to my card, and I was able to play and lose, but it was fun, so what can you do? One thing I noticed, though, that when I was there is that there's all the same video games. You know, Japan, or people's image of Japan, I think, is that they have the latest and greatest. And to some extent, I think that's true. But also, to another extent, I think that they stick with what works, so you don't see a lot of change all that often. This game, Initial D, I think it's version 4, has been here since I've been here. 1 year, one whole year. And it is still, like, the flagship racing game at the arcades. And they still have the horse game, and the trivia game, and the game with the cards that you put on, and all the same stuff. It hasn't changed. So yeah, maybe, you know, if you don't come to Japan, you know, if you don't come to Japan more than once every 2 years, I guess you might see new things, but when you've been here for a while, it's the same thing all the time. So it really doesn't seem like it's that great. I do think one of the new games that did come out, though, since I've been here is Tekken 6. And that's pretty cool, but there's still a lot of people. I was blown away we're still playing the sort of like 2D fighting games, you know, ones like old Street Fighter style. It's kind of interesting to see people still go and flock to those games, even though they're much, much, much older. So, letters to my future self. Why don't we go ahead and take a letter? I've had this in my inbox for a little while, so let's go ahead and open it up and play it all for you guys and see what kind of treasure trove is in this time capsule. Here we go.
Dear 1 year future self, today is June 15th, 2007, and I am asking the future self, did you find that your Japanese ability improved as much as you thought in 1 year? And can you answer this question in Japanese and translate it for me?
そうですよね。多分2分間は、ダメだよ。私の日本語の能力は、だんだん、良くなりましたけど、私の、苦手かも。私の、悪いところは、多分、話し方とか、文を書き方、そういう二つのところは、とてもダメになりました。なんて言いますか、風が強い降っているよ。じゃあちょっと待って、多分仕事を多分1年間で働くのがいい勉強だと思いますけど、いつも私は考えて、あとゆっくり話すのがちょっと心配ですね。I think this is all you're going to get out of me right now. Truth be told, I haven't been feeling really well lately, and when it comes to trying to put things into Japanese, it's very, very difficult. Basically, what I said is that I think I've become pretty good. It's going to get loud here. Damn this wind. But my problem is primarily writing and speaking. Listening, I'm pretty good, so I don't know. I guess overall, I could have improved better. And perhaps if I wasn't working and spending more time with friends and things like that, I would have the opportunity to become even better. But I think I've come to a point where I'm functional and I can work within the society and get things done. But overall, I'm probably not as good as I want it to be. So, you know, you live and you learn. My goal was to learn enough of the language to be able to understand the culture, and I definitely feel like I've done that. But if I ever do move back here to live or work, I will certainly need a lot more study. I don't think that my experience, though, is necessarily representative of someone who would be here for a year. I think someone who would be here for a year would actually learn quite a bit more than I have. And actually, I can't say that I haven't learned a lot. It's just I haven't practiced speaking enough. Which is really my weak point. So, I guess I take some of that back. I've learned an awful lot, but I really need to work on being able to capture those words that I know that I know, but I just can't remember off the tip of my tongue. And that comes with just further use and further experience. So, there you go. That's how much I feel like I've learned Japanese while being here in Japan. So 1 year past Chris, I hope that's a satisfactory answer. Probably not. That guy's standards are way too high. So there you go. What else is I going to talk about? I don't know. Is there anything really to talk about? Maybe one thing, just on a personal note. Really been stressed out lately with my health. I got some weird thing going on. I don't know what it is, and I'm thinking it's possibly allergies, and I'm hoping it's allergies. So I've set up a doctor's appointment for myself when I return to the United States, but I'm not really sure how that'll work since we have a lot of stuff to do for the wedding and everything. So, man, this wind is really out of control. Sorry, guys. I'll try to block it with my body a little bit here. So that's really been stressing me out. It makes it a little hard to think sometimes, and like even today, I feel a little lightheaded and crazy, but decided it was time to go out and get some things done. So, but the big challenge now, in these next 2 weeks here, is packing and getting all the things canceled and taken care of. Like I said, I paid the last rent payment the other day. Earlier today. And so that's a big step. Now I have to go and cancel the bank account and cancel my phone pretty soon. And what else? And we have a bunch of things that we need to donate. And I say donate because I don't want to throw them out. There are things that are quite useful, like plates and bowls and cups. And I think I'm gonna try and ship my hot water heater back home. Because that thing's awesome. But, we have a toaster and a microwave. So, yeah, if you're living in Tokyo and you need any of these things, let me know. Let's see, we got some cups, got some saucers, a nice tea set. Probably we'll even have some food left over. So, if you are interested in these types of items... Oh, there's also a bookshelf. A small bookshelf, very small. And, what else? There's also a small folding table and small folding chair. And there is also a plastic, kind of like a set of plastic drawers on wheels. Maybe three or four drawers. And very small enough to fit maybe like five pairs of jeans in each thing. So if you are interested, let me know. Yeah, so I think that'll just about do it for this episode. Everything else is going pretty good. I guess I don't really have much else to say right now, except I guess over the next few weeks we'll try to capture some of the events and happenings and things like that. I'm supposed to give like a sort of a going away speech to my workmates, so I'm going to prepare something in Japanese and maybe record that for you all here too. Maybe that'll give you a better idea of the Japanese I'm capable of if I actually prepare. What else? I guess that's it. So on this note, why don't we just kind of close it out here, and I'm gonna do something a little different. I think I'm gonna try and find some music off of CC Mixter to kind of take us out, and there will be some information on the website as to the attribution for this piece of work. I'll try to find something nice and summery and relaxing, maybe even in Japanese. That would be kind of nice. So thank you all for listening. Hope you enjoyed this episode. And we'll do something again real soon. All right, talk to you all later.